Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 270. Through the health tips, you are getting truths that are unbelievable, not only for the layman, but for also the medical people. One such knowledge is about salivary gland ducts, which we are going to learn today. Earlier, we learned salivary gland program under the organs controlled from the brainstem along with other tissues of mouth and pharynx. There are three pairs of salivary glands producing saliva on both sides of the mouth. They are sublingual, submandibular and parotid glands. The saliva they produce is reaching the mouth through the salivary gland ducts, which we are going to learn today. The saliva moistens the food in the oral cavity. This is helping to insalivate the food morsel so that the food can pass from mouth to the esophagus very easily. As in the case of all ducts in the body, the lining of the salivary gland ducts also is consisting of squamous epithelium derived from the ectoderm and therefore controlled from the cerebral cortex. The specific control center in the cerebral cortex is found in the premotor sensory cortex at a frontolateral basal location with crossover correlation from the brain to the organ, meaning the right-sided ducts are controlled from the left and left-sided ducts are controlled from the right side of the brain centers. Next, we are going to understand the important point, that is the biological conflict linked to the salivary gland ducts. It is not being able to eat or not being allowed to eat. This occurs more commonly with children when they don't get chocolates, sweets, toffees, ice creams, etc. In the case of adults, it can occur when they are not able to eat or not allowed to eat as a part of their strict diet imposed on them by themselves or by others, as in the case of diabetics. This SBS follows the gullet mucosa sensitivity pattern with hypersensitivity during CA phase and hyposensitivity during healing phase. Now let us see the tissue level changes in the ducts of the salivary glands during conflict active phase. During CA phase, there is ulceration in the salivary gland ducts in proportion to the degree and duration of the conflict. This is to serve the nature's biological purpose of widening the ducts in order to facilitate the insalivation of food. There will be mild to severe type of pain as a CA phase symptoms. Now, the healing phase symptoms. They are produced due to the replenishment of the lost tissues by the process of cell proliferation, the fluid accumulation, edema, swelling, etc. during the PCLA phase or the first part of the healing phase. With an additional water retention due to the syndrome, there may happen an increased swelling obstructing the passage of saliva through the salivary gland ducts. This process causes the parotitis or mumps affecting the parotid glands. Not necessarily it is a children's disease. It can occur in the case of adolescents and adults also. The explanations of conventional medicine that mumps is an infectious and contagious disease and that there is a causative relation between mumps and orchitis and subsequent sterility etc. are all without any scientific basis. No mumps virus has ever been proved so far. Here again, whether the right or left side should be affected is decided by one's biological handedness and whether the conflict is mother-child or partner-related. When you go for detailed study of the very common so-called disease mumps, remember well, it can be a healing phase symptom of the salivary gland ducts with the conflict of not being able, not being allowed or being unwilling to eat. Or it can be due to the involvement of the parotid glands proper with the biological conflicts of not being able to catch a morsel if in the right side or not being able to eliminate a morsel if in the left side. If the healing becomes prolonged because of a continuous conflict activity, there can occur permanent dryness of the mouth due to permanent blockage of the flow of saliva. This condition is known as Sikka syndrome or Sjogren syndrome. The dry mouth related to the mouth submucosa and dry eyes related to the different tissues of the eyes also can cause Sjogren syndrome. There is no relation with the menopause or reduced estrogen production as explained by conventional medicine as cause of Sjogren syndrome. Those conditions are related to the popular diet mania where elderly ladies are not able to eat or allowed to eat foods they desire. It is not any autoimmune disease also as they explain because there is no attack happening within the body in the light of GNM and its five biological laws of nature. Another common medical condition is salivary duct stones. They are calcified structures formed inside the salivary ducts, mostly in the sublingual or submandibular gland ducts as a result of hanging healing. Larger stones can even block the flow of saliva to the oral cavity. Here also, during the epileptoid crisis, there can accompany a troubled circulation, dizzy spells, short disturbances or complete loss of consciousness, felt as fainting or absence if the intensity of the conflict is too high. Drop of blood sugar also can happen during the epileptoid crisis due to excessive use of blood sugar by the brain cells. Friends, here we conclude today's discussion on the SBS of the salivary gland ducts. I'm Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.